Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is hit by the pitch. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Easler moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to third. Gettman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Gettman scores. There goes Hoffman trying to get to third. Puckett throws the ball into Getty, who tags Hoffman for the out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easler moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Easler reaches second base with a double. Armas moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. Easler scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Rick Lysander now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gedman moves to third. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Gedman scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.